vulnerabilities exposed the location of DJI drone operators, new Fixus malware found on ATMs in Mexico, and data on 500,000 gun owners stolen. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Caitlin Sori. Today is March 6, and this episode is brought to you by asset inventory and network visibility company Run Zero. A team of academics has identified 16 vulnerabilities in the firmware and radio protocols of DJI drones. Researchers say the vulnerabilities can be used to pinpoint the location of a drone operator, change a drone's serial number to disguise its identity, and even hijack them and force them to land. The research team says it found these vulnerabilities in a DJI tracking protocol named Drone ID, which DJI left unencrypted. DJI drones are being used extensively by both sides in the Russia-Ukraine war for reconnaissance and artillery correction. DJI has since published a fix for the issues. Hackers have breached gunauction.com, an online auction portal for US gun owners. The data of more than 550,000 gun owners who sold or bought guns through the site has been stolen, according to TechCrunch. The incident came to light after a security researcher found the hacker's server where the stolen gun auction user data was being stored. The researcher says the storage server had been left unprotected online. Gun Auction confirmed the hack and said it plans to notify all affected users in the future. Apple sent private notifications to Armenian political figures last week warning of state-backed hacking activity targeting their devices. Alen Simonyan, the president of Armenia's National Assembly, was among those who received an alert. Local security experts believe the government of Azerbaijan is behind the attacks and is spying on Armenian officials in the wake of the most recent Nagorno-Karabakh military conflict between the two countries. This marks the fourth wave of state-backed notifications that Apple has sent to Armenian users, with the first wave being sent out in 2020 during the second Nagorno-Karabakh war. Security researchers at Metabase Q have discovered a new malware strain named Fixus that has been used in ATM jackpotting attacks in Mexico this February. Fixus is vendor agnostic and can work on any ATM that supports SEN-XFS, a suite of protocols and APIs supported by the banking industry. The malware comes with its own interface menu through which threat actors can order the ATM to dispense cash from its internal cassettes. Researchers say it's unclear how threat actors install Fixus on ATM devices, but the malware appears to be very advanced. Hackers have stolen $6.3 million from the accounts of Flutterwave, a Nigerian company that creates software for banks and financial services providers. The incident took place in early February, and according to TechPoint Africa, the hack is still under investigation by Nigerian authorities. Flutterwave says the stolen funds were sent to accounts at 28 local banks. From there, they were mailed to new locations. Gaurav Darki, the CEO of India-based cryptocurrency exchange BitBNS, confirmed that his company was hacked in February. The CEO's admission came after a blockchain security expert named Zach XBT linked a system maintenance event on February 1 to the exfiltration of $7.5 million worth of assets from customer accounts. Darki claims the company kept the hack private at the request of local law enforcement, which is still investigating the incident. Four Russian nationals have pled guilty to running the UniCC carding forum. Russian authorities says the four were part of InFraud, a large cybercrime cartel first exposed by international law enforcement in 2018. The four suspects were detained in Moscow in January 2022 following an investigation by Russia's FSB. At the time, the FSB said it seized cryptocurrency worth more than $13 million from the group. Since September 2022, a threat actor has compromised tens of thousands of websites aimed at East Asian audiences to redirect visitors to gambling and adult websites. The attacks discovered by cloud security firm Wiz have hit websites hosted on a wide array of cloud infrastructure. We don't know how the attackers are compromising the sites, but once they gain access, they plant a JavaScript file to selectively redirect incoming users to other destinations. Wiz says its analysis of the script suggests the threat actor might also start redirecting Android users to websites hosting malicious apps. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is directing states to include cybersecurity in their sanitary surveys, which are periodic audits of public water systems. To help states get underway, the EPA has published a technical document with guidance intended to assist states with integrating cybersecurity audits into sanitary surveys. The EPA says the document is designed to be used right away and can play a major role in improving the cybersecurity of operational technology used for safe drinking water. Officials say they issued the new guidance after efforts to improve cybersecurity through voluntary measures yielded minimal progress. That's all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is the principal security researcher at Run Zero, Pierce Barry, who wanted to use the company's sponsored section for this podcast episode to thank the Daily Swig for its reporting on the cybersecurity beat after the site announced last week it was ceasing operations.
Last week, security software vendor Portswigger announced the shuttering of their online security news site, the Daily Swig. In the final post, titled, "We're Going Teetotal, It's Goodbye to the Daily Swig," journalist Jessica Hayworth cites a number of reasons for the decision. These include, but are not limited to, malicious legal actions, both threatened and real, coming from well-funded bad actors, and also activists, to extract financial settlements and or damage the Portswigger brand name. Ultimately, the decision was made to close down the trustworthy news site after a six-year run. Thoughtful and reliable journalism is uniquely valuable, particularly in news spaces such as security, where fear, uncertainty, doubt is largely the de facto media response. So pour one out for the Daily Swig and say our sincere thanks and goodbyes. And then raise a glass to honor the great security news sources still with us. Whether it's security news or your network, insights and knowledge are power. Run Zero makes network discovery easy. Visit runzero.com to start your free trial today.
That was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, Run Zero. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.